Hey, 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 EcoHeroes. If you're really striving hard to live a greener lifestyle but feel dismayed when you see all your efforts just slip away during a busy patch, then this episode is for you. Welcome to the EcoChat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an ecoceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco-journey. So let's get started. If your household's anything like mine, this time of the year is crazy. Christmas breakups, school assemblies and awards nights, dance concerts, work parties, the list goes on and on and on. Now, I've got my calendar right in front of me and November is just a mess. It's only 10-12 days alone. I had my final market day for my eco business Sustainer Baby. My husband plays cricket, so he's got his usual cricket training and cricket games. He's also the president of the Cricket Association. Our elder son was in the school musical, so they had dress rehearsals and then the performance. And he also dances, so he does hip-hop, jazz, and tap. And I do hip-hop and tap myself, so we were in the same dance concert. So that was Thursday and Friday last week, and we had photos the night before and rehearsal the Monday and Tuesday of last week as well, and a full dress rehearsal. So it was basically every night last week from Monday through to Friday was taken out with dance. And on the Saturday, we had our town's Christmas pageant, and we also had the dance medal presentations. Like, it just really goes on. In between all that, there's school drop-offs and pickups, and I'm trying to run my business and my husband's working, and we've also got a three-year-old who's not at school yet. It's a really busy time, and it has been a really crazy time. It was only like 2-3 weeks ago I was looking at the calendar and I just felt compelled to just go and rock in the corner. Like, it was stressful just looking ahead and thinking of all that, let alone trying to run an eco household as well. It's like, oh my goodness, it's no surprise, you know, that things slip, and they do slip, and that's part of life, especially at this time of the year in the silly season. You know, it's not called silly for nothing. I don't know why everything has to come to a head in November and December, but it does. Now, it was only on the weekend where I posted some photos of my dance concert into my Facebook community for my home detoxes, and a couple of them just said, oh, these are awesome, Laura, but how do you do it? Like, how do you do dance lessons and have young kids and run your home and your business? You know, they're basically saying, how do you do everything? I'm like, well, I don't do everything. I do choose to let things slip. I also have a husband that pulls his weight, thank goodness. So yeah, my husband chips in around the house as well, which is great. And I guess the way it really should be in a modern household where two parents are working and you're a team when you're looking after your kids. But basically, how do I still run an eco household in the busy times? So today I'm just basically wanted to share some of my best tips for how I do maintain an eco household during the crazy times. Okay, so my first tip is really to take some pressure off this time of the year. There's obviously some commitments you can't move, like the end of year dance concert or a child's birthday, which we have this coming week. But, you know, I can move some tasks earlier in the year. So Christmas shopping's an obvious one. So we've got the school breakup this coming Friday, and you know, the tradition is generally to get presents for the teachers and everything like that. I'm actually gifting some preserves that I made a couple of months ago, some nice homemade sweet chili sauce. I really don't have time this week to make anything else. We live in a small, remote town. There's not too much on offer down the local stores. There's only so many boxes of chocolates a teacher can get, put it that way. So anyway, yeah, they're just getting some preserves that I made earlier in the year, and I'm happy with that, and I'm sure that they will be too. Last year, I gifted the teachers and the kindy teachers some homemade cranberry sauce, and I got a lot of feedback that they loved having that on their tables at Christmas time. And you know, that was no big effort to make that in October and just pop it to the side. So that's one less thing I don't have to do this time of year. Christmas presents are another thing. Just buy them throughout the year during the sales, or you can just buy some experiences, get gift certificates and things online. It doesn't have to be massive. Also, two Christmas cards. I really don't send too much of them anymore. I do send some Christmas cards to my older relatives who still like to hear from me that way. But otherwise, look, it's just a few photos in a Christmas email that I write to all my friends. But yeah, so just take some pressure off this time of the year. You don't have to do everything. Another of my tips is to just keep things simple. So as I mentioned, this coming week, we're not just heading into December now, and with all the Christmas things, I've also wrapping up my Sustainer Baby business. It's moving to its new owner at the end of next week. And of course, my elder son is turning 6 this weekend. So he's a pretty friendly, extroverted boy who really wants to have a party. And we're happy for him to have a party. But I said, look, we don't need to invite the entire class at school. You're turning 6, so you can have 6 friends. So he's like, great, I'm cool with that. So I'll have 6 friends. And he said he'd just like to go to the pool. So we're just going to the local pool. That's great. There's no decorations involved. So I'll just make a cake and take a simple dinner down. So some fruit skewers, a salad, and a basic barbecue for the kids. And because we're at the pool, they'll probably have their parents there too. But it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to, you know, go down as the best party of the decade. It's my son's 6th birthday. I'm pretty sure if he's got his favorite friends there and a cake, we're winning. He'll be happy. So that's my job for this Friday. I'll be baking the cake, and Saturday I'll be decorating it. But, you know, that's cool. I do put the time aside for that. But probably the biggest tip I've got, and I'm going to go through 5 of them on this podcast, but the main one that I really want you to go away with today with you on your mind is that you may have heard of that saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Never is this more true than in the home. So one thing I do without fail every week is plan my meals and my shopping list. Look, I have a rule that we don't visit the shops more than once a week, and that helps me to make sure my shopping list is right. But it also saves the wasted time of last minute dashes to the shops, which always, pretty much without fail, result in buying more than the one thing that was initially forgotten. So every Sunday morning over a leisurely brunch, I plan our meals for the week and I compile the shopping list. So the bulk of the shopping list I can just email to a family-owned organic store in Adelaide who deliver to my small town every Thursday. But the other items, we just buy them locally at the small supermarket we have in town, generally on a Sunday afternoon before I do my cooking for the week. So yeah, so like I said, the best tip I can say is to plan your meals and your shopping list week in, week out. So even plan if you're going to have a meal out or something like that. So that way you avoid having the food waste. If you're planning your meals and your shopping list and you're buying what's on your shopping list and you're cooking to the plan, you're really minimizing your food waste and you're saving yourself so much time and effort. Okay, so I have an awesome freebie for you this podcast to help you plan your meals and your shopping list in advance. So just go to lauratrotter.com/meal-planner to get your free printable meal planner and shopping list. Pop it on your fridge and start to get that aspect of your home under control. All right, tip number 4. If it's worth making, it's worth doubling or tripling or even more if you've got a large family. Now, I learnt this tip very early on in life. My mum worked shift work as a midwife while my sisters and I were growing up, and she always did 1 or 2 rounds of batch cooking each week. This meant that we could easily pull healthy homemade meals out of the freezer when she was on an evening shift, and that saved us having to obviously make something ourselves, which was great, or run out and grab takeaway or, you know, something out of the cupboard. These days, I do the same with my own family. We have a trusty chest freezer, and if I'm making anything, I always just take that little bit of extra time to either double or triple the recipe, and I freeze at least 1 full family meal for a night when there's not much time to cook, or when I don't feel like cooking, or it was like last week with the dance concert, 2 nights running, we had to leave home just after 5 p.m, all fully made up with your dance tights on and everything packed in your bags and suitcases, ready to go to a dance concert. We're not going to get home till after 10. So just pull a quick meal out of the freezer, have a small meal before we went. It was easy, really easy. Not much effort, but still eating a healthy homemade meal. And that also saved us going down the takeaway route, which, to be honest, isn't a great route to take in the small town I live in. And the last tip I have is just to simply go easy on yourself. Know that if you're heading into a really busy period, that things can, and they do, slip. Don't beat yourself up if you haven't lived up to your expectations and the good old green guilt pays you a visit. Just jump back on track when things die down and think about how you can make things a little bit easier for you next time. In the crazy times, it's typically my housework that really suffers. Our baskets of laundry to be folded and put away pile up, and tidying and cleaning just gets put on the back burner just a little bit. And we can live with that, you know, for a couple of weeks. It's not the end of the world. Luckily, by planning meals and having our stash of healthy homemade meals in our chest freezer, I can keep the kitchen going. But we do let some things slip around the home, and we're totally okay with that. So there you have it, my top 5 tips for staying green during the crazy times. I'd love to hear your thoughts and tips on this topic too. So what do you do to ensure that you don't get sucked up into the crazy vortex of the silly season? You can share your tips with me on Instagram or Facebook at lauratrotter.com, so that's Laura Trotter, D-O-T-C-O-M, or comment on this blog at lauratrotter.com. And don't forget too to go to lauratrotter.com/meal-planner to get your free printable meal planner and shopping list that you can start using today. Pop it on your fridge and start to get that aspect of your home under control if you haven't done so already. Until next time, keep doing your best to make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.